This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I got a real hard time wrapping my head around some of this stuff. You can't grab some guys and say, let's go reform Metallica.
We're a band.
You know, none of those guys are playing. Let's go play under that name. That's...
And I know you're a drummer.
Yeah, I am.
But is the drummer being the only remaining original member enough?
Class is in.
All right, this is Rock School. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a radio show. You're listening to the radio, so there's a radio show for you. My name is Joe Burns. Say your name,
young
man.
That's my cue?
That was your cue.
You'd think I'd learn it by now.
You never are here on time.
I'm here in spirit.
That's right. Well, the body, I'm not sure where it is either. So
I'm Chad P.
That's right. And we've been asked to start saying this at the beginning of the show, so we're going to say it. We are broadcasting live from the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University. Of course, it's being captured on, what do you call it? It's not digital tape anymore. Captured on computer? Is that
I guess.
What it is?
Yeah.
Sort of a Tron.
Actually, I got a reel-to-reel in the basement with a little hamster running.
I love that.
That I have recorded of all of our shows.
Back when radio was real, man.
Yeah, dude.
So I'm trying to find, you know, new topics. I'm always trying to find things to talk about, something because we have so many topics to cover, and I'm trying to go as far as I can without duplicating a show and not sort of falling into the pitfall of show topics that are so silly. Guys with shoes! You know, I'm trying to find topics that are decent.
Yeah.
I belong to, I can't tell you how many news feeds and blogs and things like that, trying to find new topics.
Mm-hmm.
I came across this in a bass player's blog.
You're in a bass player's blog?
I'm on drummer blogs. I'm on all kinds of blogs, just trying to find people who
How
punch
dare
out.
You?
I know, I'm telling you. I'm on a timpani blog.
Dude.
I'm on a timpani blog.
You're like borderline poser.
I am. Not borderline. I'm straightforward poser. I'm thinking
well,
about
admitting
wearing,
it is the...
I'm thinking about wearing a skull cap.
Wow.
Right, and wearing my pants like halfway down on my hips.
Nice.
So, the person who wrote this posed the question, how many bands are out there that only have one original member? Now, he qualified it a little bit.
Okay.
The qualification was it couldn't be some breakaway band. Like, it couldn't be so-and-so performs the songs of CCR. It couldn't be...
So it can't be Dread Zeppelin.
That's right. It has to be...
The knockoff of Led Zeppelin.
Right. It has to be the band, but only has one original member.
Mm-hmm.
So the members have either, you know, passed away or gone off and done their own thing.
Sure.
And I start to think it through, and I come up with a couple of them. But what happened was, halfway through the post, somebody then said, are there any bands out there where there are no original members left? Meaning other people have literally taken over the band.
Hmm.
And again, he qualified it.
Yeah.
It can't be like the Platters, where every single member has died.
Sure.
It has to be that there is a chance for an original member to be in the band.
They just choose not to.
But isn't.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to see the original band, you could see some people, but they're not in it. I found four.
Oh, you found four.
Bands where there are no original members in it, but could be.
Uh-huh.
But there are no original members. And I found a slew of bands where there's only one original member. So let's play a few, at least one, where there's one original member in it. And start thinking, audience. Put your thinking caps on. There's a lot with just one original member. And then through the show, I'll pepper in these four that have no original members. And one of them that has no original member is also in the Guinness Book of World Records,
dude,
believe it or not.
This one's kind of hard.
It is.
I don't think I want to play radio game today.
Formed in 1968 by Squire and singer John Anderson. Yes, The group, yes, only has one original member left.
I thought they had at least two or three.
No. Chris Squire, the bassist, and John Anderson, also along with Peter Banks, Tony Kaye, and Bill Bruford. Now, they had two albums. No one really much cared about it. Yeah. Then Yes came out. The Yes album came out in 69, and kaboom, it took off.
Sure.
Now, a lot of people think, obviously, that Steve Howe had been with them from the beginning. He hadn't. He didn't join them until their third album. In 2004, the last original member leaves, John Anderson. So in 2011, their album Fly From Here has Chris Squire, there's your original member, Alan White, Jeff Downs, Benoit David. That's it. There's one original member, Chris Squire. How about that?
Is it the same? Would you pay to go see him today?
No.
Because they only have Chris Squire?
No, if Steve Howe is not there, I won't go see them.
See, I think you're going to have that effect on with a lot of the bands.
Well, it depends on if it's the singer or not, and the problem is the singer is gone. And that's the problem.
Mm.
Yeah, here's Starship Trooper. It's a single version, because if you play the real Starship Trooper, we won't have any room for the rest of the show. Right here, Rock School. There you go, Starship Trooper here on Rock School. One original member left in Yes. Let me do one of the bands that has no original members left. You like Quiet Riot?
Yeah, man.
Quiet Riot, the first, supposedly, the first heavy metal band to have a number one album. It depends on whether you consider Quiet Riot heavy metal or not. Here's the original lineup of Quiet Riot. Kevin DeBrow was the singer.
Sure.
Randy Rhodes was the guitarist.
Love Randy Rhodes.
Both of them have passed away.
That's right.
Kelly Garney was the bassist, and Drew Forsythe was the drummer.
All right.
Now, what is the band lineup today? On drums is Frankie Benali. Now, Frankie Benali was with them through their Mental Health LP.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that everybody knows. That's got Bang Your Head on it. That's got all of the hits.
Okay.
Then Chuck Wright, he came over from, I think, Blue Oyster Cult. Alex Grossi on guitar, and then Keith St. John's on vocals.
Hmm.
There's no original members in Quiet Riot.
Now,
Frankie Benali, that's
right,
who everybody knows, but he wasn't an original member.
Was there ever a time where those two remaining members hooked up with these now members, present members?
I don't think so.
So, like, these four guys just decided to break away from whatever it is they were doing and reform Quiet Riot.
Benali was really around. I'm not sure how long Forsythe, the drummer, originally was in Quiet Riot. I'm not sure how long he was there. But Benali was really the drumming force when Quiet Riot was huge and had their number ones.
See,
but,
Doc, I question that validity. That would be akin to the White Stripes breaking up and you and I deciding, let's reform the White Stripes.
Are you really going to see Quiet Riot when you see this?
No, you're going to go see a band that calls itself Quiet Riot.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no voice. The guitar's done by somebody else. The drums are what you'd remember.
Well, if they're smart, they'll recreate the hits, and they'll definitely play the hits that everyone knows them for instead of just, you know, we're the all-new Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
Quiet Riot 2K, 12.
They're an opening band at best. Here you go. Mama, we're all crazy now. It's Quiet Riot. It back when they had the voice of DeBrow, but sounds like this.
Posers.
Rock School. Bands that have one member left in the band, and some bands that have no original members in the band.
We
talked about one last week.
Yeah,
Guns N' Roses.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have the whole lineups here, but when it comes down to it, Axl Rose is the only remaining member.
Well, and see, I agree with you to where you say you wouldn't go see Yes because it's not the singer. Axl's the only meal ticket that band has left.
I agree.
I mean, if Axl leaves,
I'd go see them because I would want to see Bumblefoot play.
Bumblefoot?
Oh, he's a brilliant, brilliant guitarist. I love the Swiss cheese guitar.
What happened to Buckethead?
Is Buckethead even with them anymore?
I don't think he is.
No, he's not.
I can't keep up.
Well,
I would go see them, and I know we're kind of getting off topic. If Axl left and Slash came back, No. I may consider going to see him.
No, because I think you can see Slash.
Really?
Yeah, he'll reform Snake Pit, or he'll go out with Velvet Revolver, or he'll just play by himself.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, Alice in Chains reformed.
Would I go see them without Lane Staley?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Because I think they have Jerry Cottrell back, and he was, you know, part of that. They're putting out some good music.
Oh, I agree. He comes out with that little G&L guitar of his and his, you know, talk box.
Sure.
He's worth watching himself. But then again, I'm a guitarist.
Well,
I mean, I go for the technical aspect of it.
I'd go see him. I like what they're doing, but I got a real hard time wrapping my head around some of this stuff. You can't grab some guys and say, let's go reform Metallica.
We're a band.
You know, none of those guys are playing. Let's go play under that name.
And I know you're a drummer.
Yeah, I am.
But is the drummer being the only remaining original member enough?
It depends.
Humble Pie. Jerry Shirley, the drummer, is the only original member.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Marriott forms Humble Pie with Greg Ridgely in 68. Peter Frampton comes in with Jerry Shirley.
Sure.
Okay, fine. In their 2002 album, Back on Track, Jerry Shirley's there. Greg Ridley is there. Now, he was the original bassist. However, he dies in 2003 of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a bunch of other people. Bobby Trench, Dave Bucket Caldwell, Zoot Money, Victor Martin, and John Melling. Now, I don't doubt they're all very good musicians. But after the death of Greg Ridley, who was the bassist and vocalist, Humble Pie, Steve Marriott, who's a big name, gone. Peter Frampton, who was the biggest name, gone.
Yep.
The only original member of Humble Pie is Jerry Shirley. Are they Humble Pie?
I don't think so. And, you know, being a drummer, it's kind of hard for me to say this, but as the drummer, you're not the centerpiece. You're hardly ever, unless you're the lead vocalist in the case of Cowboy Mouth.
Right.
You play the drums and you're the lead guy. You'd have a very hard time of selling tickets, you know, to go see the original drummer of Humble Pie. So what?
I know. Are you Humble Pie? Well, this is what they sounded like when they were originally around. This is Black Coffee. Humble Pie, Rock School.
Black Coffee is my name. Black Coffee, not a thing.
It's a nasty little tune, Humble Pie, here on Rock School Black Coffee. All right, first break. I told you at the beginning of the show, Chad P., that I had a no original members band that was also in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
Napalm Death is the name of the band.
I love Napalm Death.
Okay.
I have no idea who that is.
Their first album is called Scum. So this is I can't wait for one of these guys to date my daughter. So on the first album, here's the lineup. Nick Napalm, Justin Broderick, Mick Harris, Lee Dorian, Jim Whitley, I'm not sure, Bill Steer, and Mick Harris.
Was his real name Nick Napalm?
Oh, I'm sure it was not. Current lineup, Mark Greenway, Shane Embury, Mitch Harris, and Danny Herrera. There you go.
Eh?
Literally no person. But the band, Napalm Death, is known for, if you go and look at it, there's just a ton of people that have moved in and out of the band. So it's not strange that there's no original people in the lineup.
Doesn't surprise you.
Okay.
Okay. What record do they hold?
What is the record in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Longest member list?
No, not by a long shot. The record is, from the album Scum, the shortest song ever recorded.
The shortest song?
The shortest song
ever recorded,
time-wise. It's 1.3 seconds.
What?
It's called You Suffer, and it was the last cut on the album Scum. Now,
1.3 seconds.
1.3 seconds.
It's got a title and everything.
It's called You Suffer. And I went to, thinking I'm never going to find this, I went to the music service I used to download these songs, obviously, because we're in radio, we have special privileges, and we can go to these services.
You found it? Tell me you found it.
Found it.
Did you?
Ready?
Let's play it.
3, 2. There it is.
What the?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
It was this.
Did he say You Suffer?
Would you like me to play it again?
Please do.
3, 2.
That's That's not a song.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, that is the shortest song ever recorded. It has its own track on the CD and everything. 1.3 seconds.
Well, I can do it. I just beat it.
Well, no.
That song was called Blur.
No, I'm sorry. Your song doesn't have, I don't know, key signature.
Neither does that.
I'm with you there. But that's it. That's the song according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for listening to very, very short songs here on Rock School.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. I guarantee you there's a band up there that can play a shorter song than that.
Actually, they play it so fast, it's backwards. When you listen to it, time stops.
That's right.
It really does. Get us on Facebook, search Rock School Radio Show, and when it comes up, like us. You really like us. Back in a minute on Rock School.
I got an idea.
What's that?
Let you and I go to a Napalm Death concert and ask him to sing verse 2 of You Suffer. That's not a song. That's a sound effect.
What am I to say? It's not my ruling. It's the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, that's a publicity stunt at best to have two schmucks like us talk about it on the radio. That's all. And it worked, obviously.
It did. We gave it a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try to do two to the bottom of the hour. You like Motorhead?
Oh, of course.
Now, most people look at the original lineup of Motorhead as Lemmy, obviously Ian Kilmeister, and then Fast Eddie Clark and Phil, a filthy animal, Taylor, as the original lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, if you want to go back real early, Motorhead had an ex-Pink Fairies guitarist, a guy named Larry Wallace, and then a guy named Lucas Fox on drums.
Okay.
That was the original guy. Mm-hmm. But most people look at Fast Eddie Clark and Filthy Animal Taylor as the original lineup.
Yeah.
Right now, the setup is obviously Kilmeister, mm-hmm. Lemmy, Phil Campbell on guitars, and Mikey D on drums. So,
well, Lemmy's the face, the voice,
right,
and all of that. So not a problem. I don't care if it's Lemmy and you and the guy who runs this radio station. You can call yourself Motorhead, and I'm going to pay to go see you.
As long as Lemmy's there.
Yeah.
As
Lemmy leaves. Yeah. Lemmy leaves. Bye.
Yeah. Here's Damage Case. It's Motorhead. Rock School. Okay, we're going to try and sneak in one more to the bottom of the hour, talking about groups that only have one original member left.
Are you going to play You Suffer?
No, Foreigner.
Four more times?
Foreigner. I got a
Foreigner?
Short one from Foreigner.
Really?
Yeah. There's only one left. Foreigner actually started as a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
A musician named Mick Jones, guitarist. He was a studio guy, played with a couple other bands. King Crimson guy named Ian McDonald, and then an American vocalist named Lou Graham formed the band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they brought three other guys with them because it was a six-member band that played on the original Foreigner album.
Yeah.
Then they cut it down to four mm-hmm. when Foreigner 4 came out.
Now, that was like back in the 80s with the big the big hair metal bands and
right.
everything.
And they were extremely popular for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Then basically the band broke up so that Lou Graham could go out and do some I guess solo work, if you will.
Fair enough.
And Mick Jones was also doing some solo work. Lou Graham got a brain tumor and literally stood on the doorstep. I mean, and was rapping on the door to heaven.
Yeah.
He was that close. Came back and is now doing Christian music. Mick Jones has reformed Foreigner with a new singer and no original members. It is him. So when you go see Foreigner,
mm-hmm.
the one member you're going to see is Mick Jones, period.
See, and to me, Doc, a disappointing thing is when you're trying to promote, let's say Lou Graham came to Baton Rouge and they did some radio advertising where you can go see Lou Graham of Foreigner.
Right.
People will go to that show expecting to hear Foreigner hits.
I'm not sure that he would do it. See, he has a Lou Graham band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but when you go to see Foreigner,
mm-hmm.
you don't go see Mick Jones of Foreigner. You go see Foreigner.
Right.
There's no Lou Graham. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a guy that sounds like Lou Graham.
Yeah.
But you go see Foreigner, you get Mick Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Boom.
The end.
That's it.
It's a long, long way from home. Rock School. All right. right, bottom of the hour here on Rock School. We're going to get back to talking about bands that have only one member left. And I have two more bands that have no original members left. And one of the stories is just heartbreaking. But until we get back to it, let's do 7 days.
Story.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you what. One of these is just awful. We've told the story on the show before, and sharp-eared viewers will know the band I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, I may start with that one just because it's one of those, oh, you gotta be kidding me type stories. Huh. Legally, the original members of the band got kicked out. Legally. But it's bad news. But let's do 7 days, 70 seconds. These dates, January 30th through February 5th. Chad has Monday. Go.
January 30th, 1998, Sir Elton John became Sir Elton John when he was knighted by British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
January 31st, 1970, the Grateful Dead are busted in New Orleans for drug possession, specifically LSD. The event is allegedly the inspiration for the song Truckin'.
Just because it's New Orleans, guys, you can't do that. February 1, 1940, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, recorded Too Romantic in his first recording session, and he did that with the Tommy Dorsey Big Band.
Here you go. February 2nd, 1978, Van Halen signs a contract with Mo Austin of Warner Brothers in the back room of the Troubadour Club, Los Angeles.
February 3rd, 1961, Bob Dylan makes his first recording in New York City. It was San Francisco Bay Blues.
I see. Karen Carpenter dies on February 4th, 1983 of heartbeat irregularity brought on by anorexia. And on February 5th, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, otherwise known as NARS, was formed in New York. You probably know NARS as the people that bring you the Grammy Awards, ladies and gentlemen.
I never heard of NARS.
No, you haven't, but you watch the Grammy Awards.
I do watch the Grammys.
The Grammy Awards.
Well, then how come they never say, the Grammys, brought to you by NARS?
Let's be honest, NARS is a lousy acronym. I know, let's come up with the worst acronym possible. But let's call ourselves the Grammy Awards.
My dad played music with a guy named NARS.
Well, it's still a lousy acronym. It's a good last name, lousy acronym. How about this one? Okay. Another band that only has one member left, Marshall Tucker Band, Doug Gray vocals. Is the only original member. Jerry Eubanks, who was the flutist, he retired in 1996, and that was that.
Were you saying a Marshall Tucker Band doesn't even have Marshall Tucker?
Marshall Tucker was never in the Marshall Tucker Band. Marshall Tucker was the piano tuner at the hall where the band originally practiced.
I knew that.
Yes, you did.
I gotcha.
But the one we're going to play, Wishbone Ash, only Andy Powell is left. Martin Turner, the original singer, not there anymore. Andy Powell, a fine guitarist who's now doing lead vocals. It's not quite Wishbone Ash, but... would you go see them? It's the guitarist now singing.
I don't know. We'll call him Funny Bone Ash.
There, that's not bad. Here's Wishbone Ash right here. Rock School. All right, coming out of Wishbone Ash there here on Rock School.
That is the one cool name.
It is.
I like that.
I think it's a wonderful name. Here is the story of the band that has no original members in it. Are you familiar with the Little River Band?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The original lineup was Beeb Bertels, Rick Formosa, Graham Goebel, I believe is how it's pronounced, Derek Pelleschi, and Glenn Sherrock. Okay.
Could you get more hard to pronounce names?
I got to tell you what, it's kind of rough.
Whew.
Now, in 2001, they put out an album called Where We Started From,
mm-hmm.
and that had no original members in the band. Why?
Why?
Now, normally there's reasons, like Savoy Brown only has one original member left. Well, why? Because the members left and formed Foghat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's usually a
somebody
reason.
Passes away, somebody leaves.
You got
solo
it.
Projects
that happens.
Or whatever.
Yeah. This was done legally.
Uh-huh.
A guy named Stephen Houston joins the band in 1981. This is after the band has already started to take off, right?
Okay.
Nobody in the Little River Band actually was smart enough to legally grab the rights to the name. Houston does.
Okay, fine.
The three founding members, Bertels, Sherrock, and Goebel, go on to perform in reunion concerts between 2002 and 2007, but they had lost the rights to the name the Little River Band and can only now appear under the name Bertels, Sherrock, Goebel. Why? because they were kicked out of the band by this Houston guy who now owns the name the Little River Band and has filled it up with session musicians.
So because he decided one morning to wake up and head on down to the patent office.
Copyright,
and,
more likely.
And grab the rights to the name.
Right. He kicked out the originals.
And he legally had the right to do that.
Fully.
Really?
Yes. So the original members of the Little River Band are gone.
Is the name of this show copywritten?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
It belongs wholly and fully to the radio station. I wish it belonged to us, but it belongs to the radio station. So legally, he could do everything that he did.
Well, that's just a dirty thing to do.
Yes, it was, and probably highly profitable. Have you heard about The Lonesome Loser?
I heard about three of them.
It's performed by the Little River Band, but none of the originals. Here you go. Rock School. There's a Little River Band here on Rock School. All right, time for second break. Let me give you some more bands that only have one original member.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Rossington is the only remaining member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's a couple other ones who were in it that that were known but weren't original members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
When you get a band that has so many members like Skynyrd,
and they've all passed.
All passed. Yeah. To have one surviving member, I'm sorry. It's just nothing against him.
I wonder if he has survivor's guilt. I'm serious. I'm not being
funny. Well, yeah, that is something that could plague someone. But I'm sorry. You know, you come to New Orleans, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd with, you know, the one surviving member. It's not really Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It really isn't, no. How about the Beach Boys? For a while there, Mike Love was the only original Beach Boy.
Dr. Love!
That's right. But now that's not the case because, you know, there's a 50th anniversary tour going on, and Brian Wilson has re-upped with the band.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yes?
Had you had the opportunity to see them with just Mike Love, would you have done it with no Brian Wilson?
I saw them without Brian Wilson.
Oh, did you know?
I saw them twice without Brian Wilson. Bruce Johnston was with them, and the other guitarist was with them, and I can't think of what his name is right off the top of my head. But I got to introduce them.
Oh, you told me that. Yeah.
Right. In fact, up in my office framed, I have a Kokomo CD signed by all the Beach Boys, and Mike Love is right up top. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I saw them twice. They were great. I mean, they performed the songs very well. But the question about this tour is, I've heard there's grumblings. I wonder if the boys are going to blow themselves apart. So we'll see.
I might go see it then.
Yeah, there you go. Hello, Radio Universe of Dad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show. And by the way, I think they're coming to, it's Jazz Fest, right?
Yes.
I think that's it. That opens the tour.
Hey.
That's the first one. Don't hold me to that, but I'm almost positive that's the thing that opens the tour.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being a part of the Rock School Radio Network. Trademark name.
That's right. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, coming out of the break, let me tell you a couple more bands that only have one original member left. You like the Lemonheads?
I do like the Lemonheads.
Yeah, I love their remake of Mrs. Robinson. Evan Dando's the only original member left. There's been like 17, 18 different people in the band, but Dando's the only one that's actually been the same through it the whole
time. I heard that whenever they come out on stage to open up a show, they throw Lemonhead candy in the crowd.
Or get it thrown at them. which is not good.
Not like being belted, right? Not like being belted in the eye with a piece of candy when you're trying to open up.
Oh, and it's sour. Mm-hmm. Temptations. There's only one Temptation left, literally. Otis Williams is the only Temptation left alive. So if you go to see the Classic Five lineup of the Temptations,
sorry about you.
That's right. Otis Williams is the only one. And here's the one we're going to play: Little Feat. Bill Payne, the keyboardist of Little Feat, is the only one left alive. The original version of Little Feat was formed like after Lowell George and Roy Estrada left the Mothers of Invention, as in Frank Zappa's group. And they got together with a couple other and formed the band in 72. George died in 79 and Hayward passed away last year. Payne's the only original remaining member. Yeah, he's
only
the
one
little foot. That's it. It's actually spelled F-E-A-T. It's not little F-E-E-T. It's like we've created a little feat here.
Right,
we've
done something. No, I like little foot better. I changed the name.
Yeah, well,
you know, if you have someone smart enough to do that.
Here's one of their bigger hits, a little bit of MTV fun for you. This is called Texas Twister right here, Rock School. Okay, last break here on Rock School. Let me tell you the bands that I have but didn't play. Foghat, Roger Earl, that's the only one left in Foghat. Iron Maiden, Steve Harris, the bassist, is the only remaining. And now a lot of people say, no, Dave Murray. Dave Murray was with them from the beginning. He actually wasn't. He was not one of the original members. He joined them very soon after, within a year after the band was formed. But no, he wasn't one of the original members. Yes, sir, the young man in the back.
Pick me.
Yes.
Doc, I can't help but feel that these poor guys that are the only remaining members of their band are just a little sad.
I would think so.
You know, if you had a band, and be it people moving on to bigger and better things or passing along or whatever, you have to remember, you know, you go out on stage and you jam that first chord of one of your big hits. You can't help but probably reminisce on some of the great times that you had with some of your brothers in music.
You would think.
I'd be sad.
Thin Lizzy, the only person left in Thin Lizzy from the original lineup is Brian Downey, the drummer.
I'd be sad.
Yeah, I would be too.
I really would be.
How about this, Blood, Sweat, and Tears? This is the one we'll end on. This is the last one I have that has no original members. They originally were set up with Cooper, Fielder, Lipschitz, Brecker, Weiss, Halligan, Katz, Levy, and Columby. That was the original band. Their 1980 album, Nuclear Blues, has none of those guys on it.
None of them.
Gone.
Posers. All posers.
All gone. Well, David Clayton Thomas was the vocals. That's what everybody knows. That's the voice everybody knows.
You need the voice. You definitely need the voice, I think.
But that's it. By that time, it was gone. Huh. I'm sure there are more. I guarantee it. But that's the ones I found for the show. Mm. And we'll end on this one. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P. I'm staying.
We are
not going anywhere.
We are the original people of Rock School.
Yeah,
we don't need any posers in here.
Nope.
Here is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Go Down Gambling. Class is dismissed.